speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Our questioner this week says, I'd like for you to discuss where Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Is this not the example for us? Why do we not do it now? Well, we find this record in John 13, 1 through 15, and we realize that this is indeed the work of our Lord toward His disciples, and yet it is not an example for public worship, though it is an example for humility and good works toward our neighbors. We remember the feet relationship to the head, that is inferior parts, and therefore Jesus, when Peter said, wash my whole body, he said, no, I just want to wash your feet. John the Baptist indicated his inferiority to Christ, you recall, by saying that he was unworthy to even unfasten his shoelaces. Now, to walk barefoot was a sign of a slave or a captive prisoner. But everyone in this day, such as the prodigal son who returned from the foreign land, had no shoes upon his feet. Well, to be trodden under the foot was a symbol of utter degradation, too. And he stood on holy ground, you remember, of Moses. He had to put off his shoes. Now, these are just examples of where humility is found in the feet, and it's expressed by willingness to sit at the feet of Christ, the great teacher, and to learn those teachings and desires of examples which He wants for us. Let us notice here just a moment today the gracious act of our Lord, because He assumed the role of a servant. He did so with full knowledge of His own honors, that as Master He was entitled to be served. But knowing that the Father had given Him all things into His hands, and that He was soon to return to the Father to be crowned as King, His performing this menial task and act was of the highest significance as a lesson of humility and service. I hope that we learned that lesson. But on His last journey into Jerusalem, Jesus had spoken to the 12 about His sitting upon the throne of His glory, and their sitting also upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That's in Matthew 19:28. Now, this perhaps suggested to the mother of James and John to ask that her sons be allowed, you recall, to sit one on His right hand, one on His left hand in His kingdom. He rebuked this ambition by saying, whosoever would become greatest among you shall be your servant or your minister. Mark 10:43-44. And this certainly shows that they still misunderstood the nature of the kingdom. That it was not a temporal, physical kingdom in which men would reign and rule over others, but it was a spiritual kingdom in which men would serve each other. Now, when He told them His hour had come to be glorified, John 12:23, they naturally thought that He was to become an earthly king. So the old contention of who was accounted greatest came up again. Luke 22:24-27 shows their discussion. But His getting down, girding a towel about Him, and washing their feet evidently was for the purpose of giving them a concrete example of what it means to be a servant of all. But it was certainly not an act of worship. It would give His teaching a lasting impression upon their minds that they would never forget. He said, you'll understand later what I'm doing.